welcome into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford. And Sam, great to see you. I think I'm going to speak on behalf of every Eagles fan when I just ask, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm really good.
Yeah.
You know, we're a couple weeks into training camp right now. Body's feeling great. Really enjoyed, you know, my time here so far, getting to know this system, getting comfortable in it. I think it's been great so far.
How is the city of Philadelphia, the fans, the media, everything, how is it kind of as a football culture?
Man, I think everywhere you go, there's Eagles fans everywhere. Mm. You know, you can just tell that there's a real passion for football in this city. You know, it seems like once training camp got started, it just, you know, went up like 10 notches. And it's really cool to be a part of that and just feel the energy.
Does it take time when you come from somewhere else to get used to that?
A little bit. You know, I would say there's definitely more energy, more excitement about the season here. You know, than maybe there was in St. Louis. You know, I would probably relate it more towards my time in Norman in college. You know, when I was playing football there, you know, Oklahoma football's kind of like the deal back mm-hmm. home, and it kind of reminds me of that here.
Sam, on Sunday, you're able to be on the sidelines. You watch the first preseason game. You get to see in a game situation how the offense functions. What'd you take away from that?
It was exciting. It was fast. You know, I think it was one thing to practice in the system and to see the tempo and to see the no huddle, but it was a completely different tempo on game day. You know, just listening to Chip on the headset, you know, the plays coming quick, you know, we're trying to go as fast as possible. You know, I thought our guys did a great job on Sunday. You know, I think we actually snapped the ball quicker than we had in any practice. So just seeing that tempo really come to life was cool to see.
And then when I watch it, I can't help but know there's opportunities all the time. What is it about the way Chip designs the offense? Is it the way he calls the plays? Is it the tempo that makes this thing work?
I think it's a mix of everything, you know, but I do think the tempo plays a big part in it. You know, if you break us down schematically, it's not overly complex compared to some of the other offenses out there. But when you play fast and you play with tempo, you know, you're constantly attacking the defense. You know, you're not allowing them to catch their breath. They're constantly having to communicate. And I think that's why sometimes, you know, see guys not being able to get their calls out. And that's why guys come open.
From your standpoint, learning the offense and knowing it, I know it's a different offense, but you kind of just said it's not a particularly difficult offense to learn. Have you found it to be really something you've gotten in tune with very quickly?
Yeah. I mean, by no means did I mean that it's not difficult.
Okay.
You know, I think every offense has kind of its intricacies that make it go. And I think just for me, being out there, getting more reps, getting more comfortable, seeing different looks to each play, you know, it's really helped me, and I feel like I have gotten more comfortable in it.
Well, Saturday night, we hope that you're on the field for preseason game number two. Have you let it get into your mind what it might be like running out that first time and hearing the crowd?
It's going to be exciting. I know that. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, obviously, I was excited to play last Sunday and obviously didn't get the opportunity, but, you know, I think this Saturday is going to be a lot of fun.
What's the benefit that you've seen practicing a couple of days already with Baltimore?
You know, the speed. You know, I think it just picks up a little bit. You know, it kind of takes the monotony out of training camp. You know, I think when you go against the same guys and see the same defense day in and day out, you know, by week three, you're ready to see something different. And I think it's just been a nice change of pace. We've got to see some different looks, make some different calls. I think, you know, it's been a lot of fun for us going against them.
What have you missed, Sam, not playing on game days?
Oh, God, just having to stand there. I mean, it's boring standing on the sideline. I mean, you know, you put all the time and the work in, and you just want to be able to go out there and help your guys. And, you know, it's a pretty helpless feeling just to have to sit on the sideline.
Do you feel like you love football more than ever, having only played 7 games the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I've said that time and time again. You know, you don't really know how much you love something until it's taken away from you. And, you know, I think to put all the time and the work in and then not be able to go out and take part in, you know, what we view as the fun part, you know, it's hard. And so I think, you know, it has made me miss it more, and I really appreciate the opportunity to go out there and play now.
Sam, finally, you've had time to build chemistry, look at the options, the weapons, the players get to know guys on the field, off the field. Your sense of what this offense, you know, potentially can accomplish?
Man, I think the sky's the limit. You know, I think if you just look across the board at our offense, you know, I think we've got depth at every position, you know, especially the skill positions. You know, we were talking the other day, it's nice to be able to roll in a second group with fresh legs and not miss a beat. And I think that's where we're at. And I think with the tempo that we play at, I think being able to rotate guys in, having the depth to do that, you know, I think it's just going to be another reason why this offense, you know, can really be explosive this year.
Can't wait to see it with you running the show. Sam, thanks so much for joining us in the studio. Have a great time. Have great fun on Saturday night. Eagles and the Ravens, preseason game number 2, 7 o'clock Lincoln Financial Field on NBC 10. Tune in.